There are a lot of cars out here. That's a limousine. It's very long. It's a limousine. It's long like a limousine. A stretch limousine, I guess. I don't know. It's long. It's a long car. It's stupid. Unless you're taking so many people that you need that. Which way will I go tonight? Every way seems like it sort of sucks. That street's still blocked off. I mean, I figured, like, you know, there's a baseball game happening right now, but, oh, the Blue Wolf Oracle Marketing Cloud party is right here. They've roped off this alley and put a bunch of bullshit in it, and look at all these fucking assholes. Get the fuck out of here. Oracle. They just block off streets. Whatever. This time it's an alley. That, I mean, it goes nowhere. They're not causing trouble. They should have done that the first time instead of the bullshit they did a couple weeks ago. Now they're just like here for Salesforce or Dreamforce or whatever the fuck. Salesforce conference. Blue colored lighting everywhere. Yes, they do. Yes. The Blue Wolf, the Oracle sign back there had blue lights shining on it. Of course it did. Of course it did. This appears to be another party. They're shining a light with a logo. This is Acumen Solutions. At this this 111 Minutes, like an art gallery slash bar that sucks. Acumen Solutions. If you're having problems with it, we've got the acumen to solve your problems. We've got a real business acumen about us. This very we're solutions oriented. I think any company name that has the word solutions in it is evil. It just sounds like a fake cyber war, sci-fi, cyberpunk movie company name. We're in the B2B space. Assist businesses to help them achieve greatness through their solutions, solutions-oriented acumen. That guy is still where? Oh, look at all these people. You're not at the conference. Take your fucking badge off. Dipshits. Rob every last motherfucking one of you. Nice badge, out of towner. I'm going to push you down in the street and take your stuff. The fuck am I saying? I work for the fucking internet. Whatever. I am just a slightly different kind of asshole than they are. Oh no. Turn lane. We're in the wrong lane. What about it? I wouldn't have made this light anyway. Everything's fine. Whatever, it's two lanes across there. I wouldn't need to turn. Who says, why would that need to be a turn lane? Except, right turn only, except Muni. Well, I'm practically Muni. Could have made that light. We both could have. But you, driving your Pilot, decided to stop. Now here we are. Now the left lane's a turn-only lane. Oh. wonder if turning there would be faster than... What's the map look like? No, probably not. Yeah, because that ends and then crosses Martin. That's a... Yeah, nope. I was thinking that might be a faster way to turn and go than taking the Embarcadero like I'm about to do, because there's so many cars in the Embarcadero and they all suck. Stinks down here by the water. Oh wait, I probably don't want to be in this lane because there are a lot of people that will be turning left and that'll fuck me over inevitably. Just get over now. Hope for the best. That's all we can do. Just hope for the best. Listen to the radio. See? Sometimes everything just works out.
Can't miss.
Well, we just can't miss
with a beat like this. Sugar Hill. So what's the deal? Sugar Hill. So what's the deal? Sugar Hill. That's the job. Let these words reach everyone y'all to hear. We gotta make a lot of sense. We gotta make it clear. We gotta rock this place. We gotta do some class. We gotta do our best. We gotta make it last. We got rhymes on the mind. We got rocking in the heart. And now the things we do, you can call it art. We're bad. We're sick. We're doing it here. We're gonna rock this record. And don't you forget. Hotel balcony, how'd you say, Jay? You can call a house with me. There's no respect at all. You better check her, dog. She keep begging me to hit it raw. She got my kids and say with yours. How foul is she? And you wiped her. Shit, I put the rubber on tighter. Sent her home. When she entered home, you hugged her up. The fuck is up. She got your whips, got your kids, got your home, but that's not your bitch. You shit at girl. Don't let them hear that, girl. It'll make them sick that a crazy chick ain't saving it. Unfaithful bitch.
Oh, that's your bitch. Why she all in his seat with a hand on his dick? Keep digging her nails. That's your bitch. Why she all in his ride with a hand on his thigh? Keep digging in the dial. Oh, that's your bitch. Better tell her chill while you all in his thrill. Don't you know that man kill? That's your bitch. Why she praising him? Keep praising him.
Cool out, homie. You better keep away from a ball and click. Keep out of nightclubs, all in the mix. From hanging out with chicks who be swallowing dicks. From Castle or the Chris, play the fourth and Knicks. That can only lead to something unfortunate. Hot boy like Jigga Man, scorch your bitch. Play the four die. Jigga Man go first and we all rock. So we...
Jigga Man.
But on some bullshit, I blow with them real niggas. And a truck with the goodies in the truck.
I'm trapped up, good shit, real nigga. Good rich, bad bitches on. But she must be a hood bitch. I'm riding around in your city. See, strapped up and I'm getting it, getting it. Lambo, NASCAR, loud price, no hitting it. Top down my chain on. You a real nigga, that's the same song. Block fold in my aim on. Little fuck boy, you a lay home. I'm turned up, can't turn me down. I'm sacked up and I'm on the town. A head fight, come turn me down. And you know the sound.
Is it with radio? You better not change the station. It's Gucci.
I'm blue with his lap when I come in the body with check. We gon' do it the damn. You gon' ruin your rap. Trippin' while we trippin' these apples. Playing electric, got me shining like a two-gated stepper. Must have been mad when y'all hosted my cousin in the dash. What's in the ass? Give me the second up in the lab. The game don't stop. This shit ball is spinning up the block. Niggas rest is coming at us cause the status is props. Suckers fuckin' in love when I put the dick up inside her. Can't help it if she alone with a rider.
Oh, is that your bitch? Why she on his six with a head on his dick? Keep digging her nails. Is that your bitch? Why she on his ride with a head on his side? Keep digging in the dial. Oh, is that your bitch? Better tell her chill why you...
Good. Why two country?
I have days where I hate
country with a K. Prime country.
Well, if you're a George Shree fan, I got something for you.
Okay.
Well, I just did there on Prime Country, but there's something else. Okay. It's Kim Ashley. Huh? So the Academy of Country Music has just released a George Shree Bookazine. In addition to celebrating the King's career, it also features home photos and behind-the-scenes stories, and it's already out.
Yeah, okay.
Park down on Lover's Lane, steaming up his salt heat. Two lovers stare up at for you. A long, long time. And now that I found you, new horizons I see. Come take my hand and walk through this world.
Did you drop my guitar, man?
A tooth fell out. But, you know, I mean, look, let's face it. You know, guitars is the dominant instrument in music today as we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what about the turntable?
Most people's first instrument, probably.
That's right.
It was mine. Was it yours?
No, mine was the band. Well, actually, mine was the drums. But
you started on drums?
Started on drums.
Yeah, maybe knew that. Maybe drums, pretty prominent,
drums,
too.
Drums, harmonica, then banjo.
Did you play drums and harmonica at the same time?
No.
And banjo at the same time?
No,
there are folks that do that.
I know, but no, I can hardly walk, chew gum, and check my emails at the same time and talk.
Yeehaw!
It's very hard.
I think I've seen you do those things though. But do you remember Jesse Fuller?
Yeah,
his foot Dilla.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Fuller was a street musician in Oakland, I believe. He was in Oakland, and he would play guitar and harmonica at the same time, which isn't that unusual. But he made an instrument out of an upright bass case that he cut in half, put some strings in it, and some foot pedals attached that would play the strings. At least that's what it was for a little while, and then it got a little bit more elaborate. It was really interesting. He named it the Foot Dilla. There's lots of records available. You can hear some Jesse Fuller. Matter of fact, we could even play a little Jesse Fuller later on in the show.
Let's do that.
Yeah. What are we doing here, man?
A lot of buddy. A lot of
this outlaw country. We can do whatever the hell we want.
Several fellas that were.
We're going to play this Chris Rock album, just stand up, just start to finish. How outlaw is that?
Oh, you mean the electronic pedal bass?
Yeah.
There are. Yeah, I played in a band with one of those guys, Emmy Lou Harris's band, called Spy Boy, with Daryl Johnson, who was
DJ.
A Neville Brother alumni, and a little, I think when they were doing the Wild Chapatulas, or at least he used to say he was. I'm sure he was. The Spy Boy is where we got our name from.
Yeah.
But he would play djembe around his neck, sing harmony above Emmy Lou at the same time he was playing bass pedals, all flawlessly and incredible.
That's pretty amazing.
Incredibly talented guys I've ever met.
Yeah, he really is. I stood in the wings many a night and saw him do that.
Yeah, and I think Jesse Fuller was just a few generations ahead of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's play a little Jesse Fuller.
Okay.
Here's the Monkey and the Engineer.
This that outlaw shit, outlaw country.
Yeah, the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the fire locomotive, jumped the gun to bed, 90 miles an hour on the main line. Coming down the line, big locomotive number 99, left the engineer with a worried mind.
Outlaw country!
Engineer began to call dispatcher on the phone, hearing all about a locomotive.
That outlaw shit!
Hit on the wires, the dispatcher to the right, caught the monkey car, and the suit up time. The
has already got the mixing line. There's no
fucking on the same. Just go straight up bluegrass channel. Get it proper.
Without you, life would seem like death to me. I've grown so used to you, I can't believe we're through. Don't say goodbye, don't let your sweet love die.
Not just another legend that lived. The heavens declare how awesome he is. Oh,
how awesome who is? Pac-Man? It's a song about Pac-Man because Pac-Man's pretty awesome. Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah. By being called real jazz, I feel like it is talking shit about watercolors here and all these other stations that are in the jazz section. Like, no, this is real fucking jazz. The fucking bullshit on watercolors? Fuck that! Real jazz. Spa up here in the jazz section. This is jazz. This ain't even jazz. This is spa music. It's jazz spa. That's not jazz. This is blues. This is opposite of jazz. That's not. It's the Sinatra station. I don't. I guess it's technically jazz slash standards, which gives them some leeway when we get to this Broadway channel. Sing that shit. This opera channel. Macbeth. We upend this. Macbeth representing. Macbeth is the illest MC spittin'. Verdi. I think that means green. I don't know. Golden Gate Bridge here. This hot symphony channel. This hot kids bop channel. Station just plays this song on the regular. Give it up. Will the hero be great? Going. School with the power. Kicking it up hour after hour. In this life, there's only one winner. You better aim straight. You can hit the center. In it to win with a team of four. Ninja turtles that you got at the door. It's Ninja. Ninja.
rush the rock and the crowd waits to be rocked. When the mind is dropped, that's like a lock. You know what it is? Like I'm into a tunnel with a bass kick. You better check the level, the power. All the ninja is gone, fighting all roots till they're all gone.
Ninja, ninja, rap. Ninja, ninja, rap.
Not even especially funny, you know, like, oh, this is a kitschy classic from my youth, but no, fuck this shit. Break on the break, B-boys, break boys.
National Geographic Kids presents...
Are you normal?
No.
On Kids Place Live.
Nope. So when it comes to food, are you normal? Where do you bite the chocolate
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
What's going on?
Are you fucking, like, this is acceptable as kids' music?
Ding, ding. Crazy. Ding, ding.
The way that this apparently, I mean, from the outside looking in, it looks like this song just basically... was the Prime Minister of Great Britain for a few years, and it's why I can't fully trust anyone from there anymore, ever again. I'm pretty sure that Crazy Frog was a voting member of, like, Parliament or something. Or just this song is a ringtone, somehow had voting rights, you know? Dangerous thing about them potentially remaking Beverly Hills Cop or doing more Beverly Hills Cop is, like, what if they put this version of this song in it? I mean, we're almost a decade past this song's release, so you'd like to think that, like, that wouldn't happen, but what if?
Thank you.
I'd like to let my little sister share the microphone with me for a second. She's gonna help me sing a song called Hey Sister. Hey Sister.
Soul Sister. What?
Something in the way you love looks just like me.
Oh, that kind of makes sense. I mean, I am your sister.
Something in the way you talk sounds just like Anne Marie.
Yeah, I could see that.
And Grandma looks just like Papa.
It's true, isn't it?
Mama looks just like Cousin Bob. We should put them all together.
Coming up later on tonight during the Rural Evening News with Amy Wilson, RFD-TV's Rural Evening News, Western Sports Roundup on television. Our program is being sponsored by the Mirage Hotel and Casino. We started the week earlier this week talking to Fallon Taylor, part of the Mirage team that will be at the Wrangler NFR this December. Go to mirage.com/NFR, and this is a great time to book your room reservations right now at the Mirage Hotel and Casino. Joining us on the phone is a young man who is one of the rising stars, one of the best bullfighters in the country right now, and has already been selected to work the Professional Bull Riders World Finals, and is one of the five guys nominated to work the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in December. Cody Webster joins us. Cody, how are you today?
All doing good, Steve. How are you, buddy?
Great. It's good to talk to you. Congratulations on the PBR. That's going to be fun, huh?
Hey, man, I appreciate it. It's a dream come true, and definitely looking forward to getting out in Vegas.
Tell me about the way that's going to work, because there are four guys that are going to be in the arena. You, Frank Newsom, Shorty Gorham, and Jesse Byrne. What a group of four guys to fight bulls together.
Oh, man, it's like I said, it's a dream come true, you know, getting to pull my bag in that locker room with them three best guys in the world that's been at the top of the level for that long, getting to come in there and getting to be a part of the team, you know. It's going to be something that I'll never forget, you know, and just definitely looking forward to getting in there. There'll be four of us for sure. It kind of can get congested at times if you don't have guys that really know the system, but, you know, Frank's brought me up, taught me how to fight bulls, and I've got to fight quite a few bulls with him. So getting in there and chemistry and everything's going to be the same. I think it's just going to be a lot of really good flowing and a lot of good chemistry.
I was going to ask you about that. I talked to Shorty last week, and he said Frank has had a major impact on pretty much everything Cody Webster is and does.
Yeah, that nails it on the head. That's for sure. He took me in at a very young age and, you know, showed me everything that I know about fighting bulls and also, you know, way beyond the arena, you know, he showed me a lot of things in life and how to kind of try to gauge on living your daily life, you know.
I've been actually kind of trying to do some Googling while we've been doing our show today. There are maybe only one or two guys that have ever worked the PBR Finals and the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in the same year. You got a chance to be one of those guys.
Yeah, there's a good possibility. I got to work my first Wrangler NFR last year. And we made the short list come out just the other day, and I'm one of the top five on there. You know, there's no guarantees. It's a boat of the pond, but definitely feel that there's a pretty good possibility and just kind of...
Okay.
If you have a failed transplant, you don't necessarily have to change the whole cornea. You might be able to change just part of that fit.
Good to know.
Oh, God, make them wait just a little longer, please.
Wong that wound up being a solo shot because of the double play. Peralta just 2-for-11 in the series, 5-for-25 in the postseason. See on the mound, 40
broadcasting
shots.
The accounts of this game without express written permission from Major League Baseball.
We got this game winner in extra innings.
Bring it on.
You know, not for nothing. The guy knows what he's doing. He's been here, what, 7 years, 8 years? And Danny on St. Pete, he lives about 8 blocks from me. He comes to the festival. Quiet guy, nice guy. And you didn't ask questions. He tells you what he thinks.
This is Vince
and
Russo.
They're going to miss a thing. And I think the next guy to go will probably be Madden. And, you know, when they, you know, I'd love to know how much money the Dodgers opened up for Andrew Friedman. But honestly, he's a good guy. He's worked hard.
The players,
from different times, different
in this stations. Block of stations, you get people on the phone yelling about sports.
Throw out a couple of
very good
picks that did not work out for you. People would say, wow, how could he have won?
Yeah, fantasy sports station.
I just don't know.
Not at all the saddest fucking shit in the world.
Long is on deck, and then KJ Brzezinski.
Brzezinski, fuck yeah.
But we've been a part of building it at Stewart Haas Racing.
Where we don't really have the dominant teams, we got a bunch of good ones. I think maybe the
like five events a year, and he didn't have that level of, you know, comfort, but more specifically the schedule just wasn't so insane. He wasn't nearly as bad. It was probably a time where he actually enjoyed being around it, going there, probably enjoyed doing research and doing the production stuff that from all accounts really no one from the UFC other than Brian Stann really enjoys doing now.
Yeah, Brian Stann. Brian is that guy, man. He's,
well, I mean, according to the production crew, Stan's like mad serious. Stan's interesting too because obviously, if you're a media guy, I feel a
few times,
indeed, and a multiple time major champion Masters.
What's that up?
Sirius XM FC 94, compelling soccer talk.
There's no such thing.
And I would suck it in, so I would be like that guy. Skinny guy, fat guy, skinny guy, fat guy, skinny guy, you know, like that. And now I play
D in the building. All right, baby, we got some questions for you. What do you love about yourself? What is something that you like about yourself, baby?
Call Rain for Rent for a 1 week free product.
I'm breathing for a little while, and you're terrified. I have found when I am most frightened and most afraid to read. It impresses my husband, who's always wanted me to read more. But I will tell you this. I decided that I would end the night expressing to you from a passage from a novel.
I told you that in confidence! No, you told me this is what you want. I know what I told you. I didn't tell you I wanted some woman in a half-ass bee costume. That's not what I told you.
More. My car is broken.
Your what's broken?
Do you have bites?
Do I have what?
Malfunction. I am confused. Do you dance? Don't you remember me? Do you have any children? Ha ha ha, that is funny.
Uh-oh.
Tell me sexy things.
Squeeze my breath and rub them.
I think I'm gonna blow. Danger, initiate, self-destruct. 10.
I'll make you feel me.
9.
Yeah.
8.
Put my nipple in your mouth.
7.
You can
6,
do that, can't you?
5.
Now the other one.
4. 3.
Put you right up inside.
2. 1.
You like that, don't you?
Blast off. I missed myself.
You missed yourself? Oh, that means you had a good time, right?
I think I love you.
Oh, you do, huh? I don't know what to say.
Goodbye, baby. More good times.
Here we go.
That's okay.
Hello. I take a lot of vitamins, and the reason for the call seems that when I do go to the, I'm going to a urologist next week, another urologist, they don't seem to listen. I never get a straight answer, and
such a good status quo, you know.
I'm trying to have a serious, stupid guy.
Her son is her life.
Years with accredited online degree program.
They always seem to end the same.
Off the air at this time. For complete information on this.
That on one level vindicates.
You Dobbs!
Not to Cars for Kids. They're an IRS.
It gives great kick right there.
Stop.
That knife was in my bag.
The beginning, and her, she just announced third quarter fundraising, and it's quite impressive.
And to relieve Kurdish forces defending
Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. And being updated on a real-time basis.
Usually, or one other person.
One other person.
So you Car Talk from 2006.
Crazy, because Ebola's only, you know, caused a few hundred deaths at most in the past. But here we are, and it's looking like it's going to get worse. So trying to predict the future is very difficult, and it's going to depend in large part on what we do. What do we take effective measures to hold us in check? But, you know, I would point out, you know, the caller mentions Nigeria, for example. Nigeria had a case of Ebola, and everyone was panicking. But Nigeria actually put in a whole bunch of really good public health measures, and we haven't seen a huge explosion of Ebola in Nigeria. Nigeria has lots of huge cities in it, lots of dense populations where this could have become a real nightmare. And actually, you know, they had a sort of emergency announced in Nigeria for a while. And if they don't get another Ebola case, it's going to be lifted on Monday. And the same thing with Senegal. There was worry about it going into Senegal on Friday.
And I'm trying to score points with her, and I tell her what a big Zappa fan I was, and how I had all his records, and I wore his T-shirts every day, and how I made a dummy of her, you know, late husband, and gave it to him at a concert here at IU. And she said, "You made that?" She goes, I saw that. And I was like, wow, really? So I thought that was exciting that the dummy made it at least from Indiana to California so that she could at least see it. Anyway, she invites me out to Los Angeles to meet with her to see if, you know, she likes me enough to where I could, you know, she would, you know, give her blessing for this Zappa course I'm teaching and whatnot. So we got along really well. And at one point during my visit, her assistant drove me down into Los Angeles, where Frank had a rehearsal facility that he called Joe's Garage, where he would rehearse his bands as they prepared to go off on tour. And as I walk into Joe's Garage, you come into a receiving area, and then you walk through a door into the main, you know, rehearsal areas and whatnot. And there, imagine my surprise, there up on a platform, up above the door, as you walk, you know, into the rehearsal area, was my Zappa dummy that I had given to Frank about, 15 years prior. That dummy was sitting on a lawn chair in Joe's Garage, Frank's rehearsal facility. And I thought I was going to die. And what's weird about it was somebody had taken the suit jacket that I originally had on it and replaced it with a really cheap, crappy-looking robin's egg blue jacket. And somebody had taken the tie and replaced it with a crappier tie, which makes me realize that I probably had pretty decent vintage clothes on the dummy in the first place. And somebody thought, you know, this is a pretty nice dummy, but I'm going to wear that tie and that jacket. And they took them. Maybe Frank wore them. I don't know.
Could you imagine?
Without getting into it too much, you know, Frank believed that the true nature of the universe is non-linear, that linear time is something that we as human beings are forced, we're forced into perceiving the universe through linear time as a series of moments. But the true nature of the universe is actually one giant simultaneous now in which everything exists and will exist simultaneously. And the only reason I bring this up is
because I'm a lunatic.
I stood there looking up. This was in 1996 or 7, maybe 98. I don't remember the exact year. But I'm looking at this Zappa dummy in the late 90s. And at the exact same time, I felt myself being in 1981 at that Frank Zappa concert with him holding it aloft and the crowd cheering. And at the exact same time, I was also in 1978 as a high school student making that Zappa. So I kid you not, I really felt like I was in three times simultaneously.
Whoa.
And so a very poignant moment. The underlying philosophy of all Frank Zappa music was made evident to me in a very dramatic fashion because of that Frank Zappa dummy that I made when I was a junior in high school.
Wow.
you know, if the day ever came that they didn't want it, I would take it back. I think that there'd be a certain amount of closure if I ever got the dummy back. My guess is someday it'll just get thrown away. That's my guess. I'm just assuming that it's still there in Los Angeles, but I guess I don't have any proof of that. It's been, you know, over 15 years since I even saw it. So maybe it's still there, maybe it's not. I don't know.
Fuck, man. Whoa.
If you'd like to see what the Zappa dummy looks like, we've got that picture from his high school yearbook, as well as the NPR article of all of the strange college courses on our website, everythingsounds.org.
There you can also find links to connect with us on whichever social platform you're using these days, Facebook, SoundCloud, we tweet at FSounds, they're all there. Until next time, I'm Craig Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr. Thanks for listening to Everything Sounds.
Or getting the flu, or, you know, just catching something
bad.
And getting
yeah.
Die, or whatever, you know, like, there are just so many things that you can, so many very benign, relatively benign things that you can get on an airplane.
Didn't use her common sense was, she didn't use the...
Mexico or Ferguson, Missouri. There were ads saying that Democrats were going to take your gun. That could be a case for an attempted inciting a riot. Why not use that as a valid argument to overturn Citizens United and things like that?
For years, he had been a dermatologist, and he had treated thousands and thousands of people with these skin diseases. But after 15 years or so of a successful practice, he left that in order to study in the field of psychiatry. And one day, one of his students asked him why he did that. He said the reason was because all of these thousands of patients that he had treated, most of them, he concluded, were simply weeping through their skin. In other words, they had so much pressure, so much tension on the inside, the only way it could get out was through their skin. He said it was just like a volcano erupting from the pressure on the inside. He went on to say, if their skin could talk, it would be saying, I cannot take any more of this stress. See, we need to learn to pay attention to the warning signs. Our bodies were not created to live uptight and worried. We weren't made to live on edge and stressed out.
Don't get uptight.
I had to make some adjustments. I had to learn to relax and not get so uptight if everything didn't go according to my plan. I had to realize that if I was an hour behind or a day behind, it wasn't really that big of a deal. I was putting pressure on me that I didn't have to. And some of you today are doing just what I did. You're living all stressed out, trying to keep everything exactly according to your plan, according to your schedule. If you get caught by a train and suffer a little bit of a delay, your blood pressure shoots sky high. If you have to miss a workout one night to go help a friend in need, you get all uptight and irritable. Now learn to loosen up and just go with the flow. Don't let those things steal your joy. Most of the time, you can't change them anyway. It's not worth getting upset. If you've got a big camping trip planned and all of a sudden it gets rained out, just be flexible.
I don't know who this dude is.
Don't sit around and sulk all weekend. No, have a good attitude and go do something else. Remember, just because something has the ability to cause stress doesn't mean it has to if you will simply handle it in the right way. I know one time, Victoria and I, we had this big vacation planned. We had been looking forward to it for several months' time. And it was a time where just she and I were going to be able to get away alone and take a break for a few days. And the closer I got to it, the more excited I was. I had my tickets, and I knew exactly what we were going to do. But during that time, my mother was having a problem with her hip. She had polio when she was a child. And after talking with the doctors for some time, they decided that they were going to have to replace her hip. And so they scheduled her for surgery. But right at the last minute, something came up and they had to reschedule that surgery. And it just so happened it fell on the exact same day we were leaving for our big trip. I had a very tough decision whether I was going to go on vacation or stay home and take care of my mother. And after much prayer and fasting, I decided to stay home and take care of Mom. Seriously, at first, I didn't think y'all gonna get my joke. At first, we were
a little disappointed. Of course, it was a little bit of a letdown, but we decided that we weren't going to let that steal our joy. We were just going to go with the flow and be flexible. Mother had the surgery, and that week that I was up at the hospital, I must have prayed for 20 or 30 different people. I remember going from hospital room to hospital room, and I can tell you, at the end of that week, I felt more refreshed and more relaxed than had I even...
We know it's in Rome, so we'll probably see another fall.
Lips once have I sworn by my holiness.
The other river roads have been along okay as well.
Yeah, what's the traffic like in Boston?
It is a breeze as you all the way up towards Nashua. 93 northbound is moving along nicely as you get from 495 up towards the Grand State. Southbound is clear
as
well.
It's like the gauntlet announcer telling you what the traffic is like.
That's on the northbound side. Southbound is clear as you get through Burlington. Route 1 is smooth all across the North Shore. No complaints as you hop on to 495 right now from Lowell towards Amesbury and back. And everything is clear on 95 and you're on a Hampton toll. That's looking for traffic. It's got the updates now on your forecast. All right, Boston, let's go ahead and take a look at your forecast here as we wrap up our win.
On the United States Marshal.
Heroes on the street.
Right. But it'll still be quite damp as we enter into Thursday. Most spots will have picked up at least a couple of inches of rain, and for the grand tally...
And a Thorndale. Island.
The daytime hot. And then the temperature...
Some showers for the afternoon. Stray shower at best, and the afternoon high mid-60s to low-70s. Slight chance for showers on Friday night. Maybe a stray shower for Saturday. Saturday, though, we will be looking at a mix of clouds and sun, and that afternoon high to around 70 degrees. And then we're looking at a mix of clouds and sun again for Sunday. Sunday's afternoon high mid-60s to around 70. Get smarter about the day ahead. Watch the Weather Channel's morning show, AMHQ, with Sam Champion live weekday, 7 a.m. Eastern, on the Weather Channel.
Traffic and weather anytime you need it. This is SiriusXM First Traffic and Weather.
SiriusXM.
Save time, save gas, save the stress. Keep it locked here.
Storm on the way? Hear about it first on SiriusXM First Traffic and Weather with forecasts from the Weather Channel. There's no place for more accurate and reliable weather.
None of these people sound human because
now,
of the weird narrow bandwidth.
XM First Traffic on the fours for Seattle.
There's an accident in Seattle on I-5 southbound at East Roanoke Street. Emergency vehicles are handling an accident which is mostly on the left shoulder. One of those vehicles is currently hanging over the left fog line, though.
It's like such a narrow...
Having stop and go from Archibald. You could play George Washington. You put a white wig on him.
Se muere el corazón.
shits like a sick solo here. It gets all fucking serious and intense. I'm winning now! Seems easy. So many words end in, you know, either O or A by the gender. You know, it's just seems like if you're structuring your sentences properly, you can write rhymes.
Felicidad que el atleta podía traer al proceso.
Ay, yo pienso que hablo con alguien. Sí, lo escuché, está bien tomado.
El Panda Show.
Pero ya
Antonio Zambrano.
Ahí está. Sí. La niña ya está también.
Sí, aquí está, pero ella está bien.
Ah, qué bueno.
Sí, porque ya ves que a la niña no le hace nada, Marita.
No, sí, yo sé que no, yo sé hasta dónde llega Jesús.
Ay, qué bueno. All right, everybody. Takata.